Revelation chapter 6. Then I saw that the Lamb had opened one of the seven seals. And I heard one of the four living beings say with a thundering voice, "Come and see." And there was a white horse, and he who was sitting on it had a bow, and a crown was given to him, and he went out conquering and to conquer. And when he had opened the second seal, I heard the second living being say, "Come." And another horse went out, a fiery one, and to him who was sitting on it was given authority to take peace away from the earth, so that they should slaughter each other. And a large sword was given to him. And when he had opened the third seal, I heard the third living being say, "Come and see." And there was a black horse, and he who was sitting on it had a pair of balances in his hand. And I heard a voice in the midst of the four living beings say, "A kenix of wheat for a denary, and 3 kenixes of barley for a denary, and do not damage the oil and the wine." And when he had opened the fourth seal, I heard the fourth living being say, "Come and see." And there was a pallid horse, and he who was sitting on it had the name of Death. And Hades was following him, and to him was given authority over a quarter of the earth to kill by the sword, and by famine, and by death, and by the wild beasts of the earth. And when he had opened the fifth seal, I saw under the altar the lives of those killed on account of the word of God, and on account of the testimony of the Lamb to which they held. And they cried out in a loud voice, and said, "How long, O holy and true Master, will you not judge and take vengeance for our blood on those dwelling on the earth?" And to each of them was given a white robe, and they were told that they should rest a while longer, until their fellow servants and their brothers should also fulfil their course, and those who would be killed, as they for their part had been. And I looked when he had opened the sixth seal, and a great earthquake took place, and the sun became black like sackcloth made from hair, and the whole moon became like blood, and the stars of the sky fell to the earth like a fig tree shedding its winter figs when shaken by a strong wind, and the sky was parted asunder like a rolled up scroll, and every mountain and island was moved from its place. And the kings of the earth, and the high-ranking people, and the cohort commanders, and the rich, and the strong, and every slave and free man hid themselves in the caves and in the rocks of the mountains. And they said to the mountains and the rocks, "Fall on us, and hide us from the presence of him who sits on the throne, and from the wrath of the Lamb, for the great day of his wrath has come, and who is able to stand fast?"